Welcome to Outbound Labs by Predictable Revenue, where we share the results of our prospecting experiments, what we learned along the way, and what it means for your team.
Hey everybody, welcome to Outbound Labs. I'm Colin and this is Lavinia. And today we are continuing our email deliverability journey with content. And not just types of content that you're sharing, but we actually are looking this time at the exact content in that you put in your email. One of the myths that we've heard for a long time is that Google and Office's algorithms look for snippets of text, and they look for unique snippets of text that exist in your emails specifically because they're trying to identify that this email was sent with a campaign. And so if you've used any of the popular email automation tools, you might have noticed that if you're sending the same unsubscribe link, that your campaigns went, got flagged or your deliverability dropped quite a bit more frequently. If you're tracking pixels, if you're doing any link tracking where you're substituting your links and replacing them with, the email automation tool provider's name, slash, etc., that the email deliverability was quite a bit worse. And so that was, I think, fairly well proven out. And I think what you probably have seen with a lot of those providers is that they now offer you the option to use a subdomain. So you're not using Outreach's domain, you're using your own company domain for the unsubscribe links, for any of the link replacement stuff. And that can be valuable, but that's not one of the things that we're looking at today. What we're looking at specifically is, outside of those links, do unique snippets of text that exist that are maybe the same in all of your emails, maybe like your signature, maybe your calls to action, maybe the way you describe your company, do they have an impact on deliverability? And I was a big believer in this one. I thought 100% for sure, we're gonna nail this. This is gonna have such an impact, because one of the theories was that Google is looking for campaigns. And when they see that you're sending out a campaign, which is, 100 emails or whatever it is with similar messaging, that they're holding some of those emails back in quarantine to see what the results are. And while I still believe that's true, one of the things that we wanted to test was, is it the timing of the messaging? Is it the content of the messaging? And so what we're really narrowing in on for this one is the content, right? So if we send 100 of the same email template, but we personalize a little bit, versus if we personalize customize every single aspect of the message and we send 100 emails, will it have an impact? And so I'm really excited about this one. I think it was one of the ones that across the board that the whole company was probably most excited about. It had one of those like, okay, let's outsmart Google's algorithm, which, may or may not be, possible, but it was one that sort of gave us the most hope. So Lavinia, how did we do? Or maybe before, how did we do? How did we test this out?
Sure. So, I'm just saying, because it was an area that we really thought there was going to be something for this message scramble, removing any consistency in all those emails that we send out. And we thought, surely, obviously, you're not going to be able to identify that as a campaign. We'll change up every message. So we chose a handful of clients to run this experiment across, just to make sure that we had a different variation of target personas, target companies, and also target products they were selling. So we couldn't say that it was down to the quality of the product or who we were reaching out to, but it was saying more to do directly with that deliverability. Then we wrote a campaign as we would normally, with our initial and three follow-up messages. But what we did for each sentence on each email, we created about 10 variations. We then used a message scrambling tool, which meant that every single email we sent out had a different combination of each sentence in each email. So to put it into context, we ended up with over 1,000 different variations for every email we could send, meaning that all the prospects we were reaching out to would be receiving a different email, or those follow-ups would be different. So we thought that it would be pretty difficult to identify that as a campaign. So there was nothing there in the copy of the emails. So we set this up, we got it running across the clients, and as we really want to make the results as reliable as possible, we made sure we also set up control experiments for each campaign. So this is actually to make sure the method we're testing out is having a difference, that's what's having a difference. So in each of the control campaigns that was set up in parallel with the message scramble campaign, it had the same personas we were reaching out to. It had that version one of the messaging, but all of the messaging was exactly the same. And it ran for exactly the same amount of time and reached out to exactly the same number of prospects. So we had that to use as our base level.
And one thing to add there, when we say we were trying to avoid it looking like a campaign, we were still using a campaign tool. So they were still going out in bulk. So it's not like it was send an email now and an email, you know, 45 minutes later, et cetera. They were still using your standard email automation tools for sending out these messages, right? So it wasn't as if we were generating 1,000 and then hand reviewing each one of them. And we did this specifically because we wanted to learn if you could still, if you could make it, at least to Google, make it look like a like it was more of a hand-built campaign and still achieve the sort of volume.
Yeah.
And we were all, as I said, super pumped. So like, Lavinia, don't let me down. Tell me, how'd we do?
So, after about a month of sending and 1,000 prospects reached out to on each of our experimental campaigns, we also went back to the drawing board. We had a look at those domains, the health of the domains, how quickly, if did they at all hit spam. And we found that across every single experiment, it made absolutely no difference to the lifetime of the domain, whether they were in the message scramble or in the control. So both of them started running into some deliverability issues at exactly the same time.
That blew me away. And when we say lifetime of the domain, what we're looking at is how long can you be sending on a domain before, or with a domain, before you get flagged to spam. And the way we define flagged to spam is basically we use a tool built on top of Glock apps that runs a, that sends an email to their test suite every day. And then it returns a result of, hey, you've been flagged. If it sends to 10 Gmail addresses or Google Apps addresses, it sends back, okay, well, you've made it into the inbox to 100% of them or to 90% or 70%, et cetera. So that's what we're looking for, is the sort of time on a new domain between being starting sending and then starting to get flagged as bad deliverability. And so it had no impact whatsoever?
No impact whatsoever. All of them across the controls and the experimental campaigns were exactly the same. But I think what it's really important to highlight here, and overall with everything we're doing with Outbound Labs, we can set up these experiments, and obviously we're looking for a really positive outcome, but seeing that it doesn't work is just as valuable. So having that value in failure is a really important part of everything we're doing in Outbound Labs, because now we know it doesn't work, we know we can go and focus our attention elsewhere and testing other areas, and it's just as valuable as knowing what does work. So I'm still super happy with the outcome. We tested it, we did an experimental method, and now we can happily say we know that actually trying to mix up all the different sentences and all the emails doesn't make any difference.
I'm actually kind of happy that this one failed. I was most excited about it because I thought it had huge potential. The suspicion was that that being identified as a campaign is one of the primary things that that gets the deliverability for your domain, you know, significantly reduced. But I think at the end of the day, this points to exactly where we should be focusing our time, which is this was a cheap hack that we'd heard about, and we'd heard people in the space saying, oh, it works great, oh, it doesn't work at all. But it was one of those cheap hacks where you can scale your time quite a bit, but you're not really adding any more value to the prospect. And so in some ways, it's great that it didn't work, because what it points us back to in the direction of is there are no hacks. It's only good quality content. It's only sending relevant emails. It's sending relevant emails to the right people for the right reasons, right? And there's no shortcuts. So with that, thanks for joining. If you want more of these Outbound Labs videos, us dropping our knowledge, and Lavinia, I promise she's gonna rap in one of these videos. I'll drop the beatbox and lay down a line, and she's just gonna, the whole thing, it'll be just like the beatbox and the freestyling.
We'll beatbox a whole video if you subscribe.
Yeah, and she'll dress up like Ali G. So if you wanna see that, hit subscribe, hit the notification icon so that you'll actually get notified when Ali G comes out here to bust a rhyme on Outbound Labs. All right. Thanks, everybody. We'll see you next time.
Bye.
Not for now.
For now.